Overcome Fear and Building Courage. When the author's son Ben was about to turn 13, he eagerly expressed a desire to go sky jumping. As a parent, she naturally felt a mix of apprehension and concern. Ben himself also felt nervous upon realizing the gravity of his choice. Despite the fear, Ben followed through with the jump. This experience led the author to reflect on how overcoming fear can be highly beneficial for personal development. The underlying lesson here is that taking action despite fear can significantly strengthen one's character. It's important not to shy away from things that scare you. Each time you confront your fears, you effectively build and strengthen your courage. You don't have to dive into extreme situations like jumping from a plane to develop bravery. Smaller, less dramatic actions can also help. For instance, if you feel socially awkward or are not very skilled in the kitchen, inviting a few friends over for dinner can be a great starting point. Or, if you're concerned about showing vulnerability, sharing a personal struggle with a friend might be a good first step. A crucial method for building confidence and resilience is to become aware of when fear is controlling your actions. Whenever you notice that fear is causing you to avoid certain tasks or situations, make a note of it. This practice will help you gradually improve and increase your courage. Begin with small challenges and progressively take on more significant ones as you grow stronger. Confront your fears with practical steps. To tackle your fears effectively, it's crucial to avoid procrastination. Take practical action immediately. Reflect on what you'd pursue in the coming months if you felt fearless, then dissect the fears linked to each challenge. For instance, public speaking might make you anxious, but upon closer inspection, you might find that it's not just the act of speaking that scares you. It could be the fear of failure or judgment from others. Shift your focus to positive outcomes. Envision a successful speech. How would it look? How would it make you feel? And what would you gain? Typically, you'd feel a sense of achievement, pride, and confidence. This exercise in visualizing success is key. It helps you understand the rewards of stepping outside your comfort zone and motivates you to confront your fears. While this method is a strong starting point, a bit of inspiration can also be beneficial. Let's explore an example. Accept your uniqueness. Carly Findlay, a close friend of the author, lives with ichthyosis, a skin condition that leaves her without eyebrows or eyelashes and gives her skin a reddish tone. This noticeable difference made her feel self-conscious as a teenager, but she has since transformed this uniqueness into a powerful asset. Today, Findlay is a vibrant advocate for those who don't conform to societal norms. Her journey teaches us an important lesson: being true to yourself and resisting conformity can lead to personal growth and acceptance. Accepting your individuality, whether it's related to appearance, sexuality, or interests, is crucial. While some environments may pose risks for expressing uniqueness, generally, authenticity is valued and celebrated. In today's world, there's a growing appreciation for genuine individuals over superficial ones. By being yourself, you're more likely to find acceptance and success. This principle applies to children as well. For instance, a boy interested in fashion should not hide his passion just to fit in with stereotypical gender norms. Accepting who you are and pursuing what you love is far better than trying to conform to others' expectations, which often leads to frustration and failure. Accepting and showing your true self allows you to interact naturally and be appreciated for who you really are. Stand up for your beliefs. Malala Yousafzai is a distinctive global figure. Born in Pakistan in 1997, she began advocating for girls' education rights early on. Despite strong opposition from the Taliban in her region, who resisted women's education, she remained committed to her cause. In 2012, her advocacy made her a target, and a Taliban gunman shot her in the head. Remarkably, she survived and later won the Nobel Peace Prize for her efforts. Yousafzai's story is inspiring because she stood up for her beliefs despite the personal risks. It serves as a reminder that you, too, should not shy away from expressing your values, even if it feels intimidating. Fear often silences people, especially in group settings, leading to regret and a sense of having betrayed your own principles. To avoid this self-betrayal, it's crucial to clearly understand your beliefs and be ready to defend them. Start by clarifying your values and understanding them deeply. For example, if you find discriminatory jokes troubling, search into why discrimination is unacceptable. Equip yourself with knowledge from books and articles to articulate your stance effectively when the situation demands. Hidden Courage of Honest Communication. Years ago, the author had the opportunity to work with a U.S. Army colonel who had seen combat and knew what courage was. However, when assigned to an office job at the Pentagon, he discovered that this role required a different kind of bravery. Unlike in the Army, where courage was about following orders, here it meant clearly communicating and sometimes challenging his superiors. Although it was challenging, he eventually succeeded. Expressing oneself honestly can be difficult and requires bravery. Many people prefer to avoid discussing personal topics due to fear of rejection or judgment. For instance, an employee might hesitate to discuss her concerns about being overlooked for promotion, despite her strong performance record. Avoiding such conversations may lead to long-term resentment. Communicate thoughts and feelings effectively. To effectively communicate your thoughts and feelings, it's essential to have a strategy rather than just expressing unstructured frustration. Begin by clarifying that you are sharing your personal perspective, not presenting an unchangeable truth. This approach helps in promoting empathy, allowing both parties to understand each other's viewpoints. A key aspect is to differentiate between a person's actions and their character. For example, if an employee feels overdue for a promotion and describes the situation as unfair, it could come across as accusing the employer of being an unfair person. Such an accusation might make future conversations difficult and unproductive, as the employee may then view every decision as unfair. To address concerns effectively, focus on specific actions or decisions rather than judging the person involved. Self-advocacy in a competitive world. The author grew up with the belief that modesty was a virtue. On the family farm with 5 siblings, humility was highly valued, and boasting or self-centered behavior was discouraged. The focus was on working hard and being humble. However, in today's competitive society, humility might not always work in your favor. With many qualified individuals competing for the same jobs or opportunities, being able to advocate for yourself is crucial. Advocating for yourself doesn't mean you have to lie or brag. Instead, it's about presenting your skills, experience, and accomplishments in a professional and appropriate manner. By doing so, you can effectively communicate your value to the right people, build important networks, and find the best opportunities for yourself. Accept your role as your own advocate. Being your own advocate involves not just knowing your worth but also being prepared to articulate it to others. It might feel a bit uncomfortable to highlight your own abilities, as it can come across as self-centered or egotistical. However, focusing solely on personal gains like a high salary or status is not the right approach. Instead, shift your attention to how you can contribute to others. Consider the skills you can offer and how you can make a positive impact in a particular role or company. When you frame your strengths in terms of contributions rather than self-promotion, it becomes easier to communicate them. Lastly, choose a field you are genuinely passionate about. Your enthusiasm will naturally shine through when discussing your work, making you more persuasive in securing the position you desire. Negotiate career choices amidst uncertainty. In the past, job security was often guaranteed for decades, but that's no longer the reality. Today, it's common for people to change jobs 6 times during their careers instead of just 2 or 3. The rapid pace and unpredictability of change make it challenging to forecast future trends accurately. Many of today's sought-after positions didn't even exist a decade ago, adding to the uncertainty of career planning. Consider the author's experience with her husband, Andrew. They spent considerable time trying to plan his career and even considered if she could start a new career while managing family responsibilities. Despite their efforts, their plans often fell short, leading them to realize that forecasting was futile due to the many unknowns. Although it might be tempting to give up, facing decision-making challenges with courage is both productive and necessary. The stress of indecision can be more overwhelming than making a potentially flawed decision. Take time to evaluate your options, but avoid overanalyzing. When comparing job offers or other choices, assess them thoughtfully but don't let the decision-making process dominate your life. Ultimately, make a choice, commit to it, and accept the outcomes. Striving for a perfect choice is futile and only adds unnecessary stress. Power of asking for help and community support. In the early 2000s, the author lived in Dallas and had a friend named Mona, who was deeply engaged in her high-powered job and also a mother. In 2009, Mona faced a significant life challenge when she was diagnosed with breast cancer, a battle she continues to manage. Throughout her illness, Mona learned a crucial lesson. It is essential to ask for support when you need it. Initially, as a person who had always been strong and independent, Mona found it difficult to accept this need. She was used to being the one offering help, not receiving it. However, she eventually came to understand that seeking help is not a sign of weakness but rather a necessary part of negotiating difficult times. Mona also shared a profound realization she had during her illness. She felt as if God had whispered to her that all goodness comes from Him, and therefore, there was no reason to feel guilty about accepting acts of kindness from others. This revelation shifted her perspective and helped her embrace the support she needed. The broader lesson here is that asking for help should be seen as a mark of strength rather than a weakness. Many people are conditioned to view seeking assistance as a flaw, but in reality, it requires true courage to show vulnerability and acknowledge one's need for support. Accepting help also allows individuals to connect with the power of community. Recognizing that no one is alone and that everyone needs support throughout their lives can lead to personal growth and increased bravery. Accepting this truth can make you a stronger and more resilient individual. Face and processing grief. Experiencing loss is an unavoidable aspect of life, and it will likely occur multiple times throughout one's life. The author, deeply acquainted with grief, was profoundly affected by the suicide of their brother in April 2010, an event that left them feeling emotionally overwhelmed and unable to cope. Although it might be tempting to mask the pain with distractions, this approach does not facilitate healing. It's important not to categorize or compare your experiences of grief. Instead, adopt and accept your feelings of loss without judgment. Many people resort to temporary fixes such as drinking, drugs, excessive work, or seeking out numerous sexual partners to numb their pain. While these behaviors might offer short-term relief, they do not address the underlying grief and can lead to denial if persisted. To truly process grief, it is crucial to face and fully engage with your sadness. By doing so, you allow yourself to understand and eventually release those emotions, leading to a more genuine healing process. Value of accepting pain and adversity. While it might not seem evident in the moment, acknowledging and giving space to these feelings can be a force for good in the long run. For instance, many cancer survivors reflect on their experience as one of the most impactful events in their lives. No one would wish cancer upon anyone, but such experiences often provide individuals with a profound perspective on life and a clearer understanding of what is truly important. Patients who endure and accept their pain frequently emerge with a renewed appreciation for life and its joys. This lesson can be applied to many types of pain. Confronting and enduring darkness can make the light of joy more meaningful. We have made significant progress since those early experiences. Bravery comes in various forms. For instance, parachuting from the sky represents only a small fraction of courage. Courage is also about dealing with pain and suffering, seeking help when needed, and accepting the uncertainties of life. Key points. 1. Overcoming fear, like skydiving, can greatly build personal courage and character. 2. Facing fears, even in small ways, helps strengthen bravery and resilience. 3. Avoid procrastinating, take immediate action to address your fears. 4. Accept your uniqueness and resist conformity to promote personal growth. 5. Stand firm in your beliefs, even when it's challenging or risky. 6. Effective communication requires bravery and clarity, especially in sensitive situations. 7. Asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness, and promotes community support.